This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
If the audience is having a good time, then we're having a good time. So it's like, what's the quickest way that we can have a good time?
That's Ben Bloom, guitarist and leader of Seattle's Polyrhythmics in the KNKX studios in 2025, talking about developing a strong connection with their audience over 15 years as a band. Bloom was joined by Jason Gray and Grant Schroff at the bass and drums, Nathan Spicer on keyboards, Elijah Clark trombone, Scott Morning trumpet, and Art Brown sax. That's Life from Below from the Polyrhythmics at KNKX in 2025. It's the title song of their eighth album of groove-based jazz, informed by funk, afrobeat, and psychedelia. Bloom said the band started as a recording project because they weren't sure if they could get crowds to dance. I've seen it myself, great bands performing in Seattle to audiences who just don't move. Bloom calls this the Space Needle Dance. But he was thrilled to find out that the Polyrhythmics fans really know how to move.
Much to our delight, there was an enthusiastic dance floor of people dancing in a way with newer moves than the Space Needle. And we were like, whoa, we're onto something. So at that point, we kind of became a live band as well.
The audience has been a key element of Polyrhythmics' artistic evolution. Their music was made for dancing, so the band necessarily has a relationship with the audience. And Bloom says watching their moves informs how the band plays.
The way that the music comes to life is really sort of a two-way street. It's like we're on this half of the circle, and then you guys are on the other half of the circle. And when we put out something and it gets a response like the Space Needle, we think to ourselves, huh, maybe we're not doing this right.
Serpentine. Polyrhythmics establishing a mind-bending atmosphere in the KNKX studios in 2025. The band are favorites at funk festivals around the country. That's been at the core of Polyrhythmics sound since they started. But with the audience's approval, they're free to experiment.
The type of music that we play sort of collectively has evolved into really sort of feeding that. And then once there's a dynamic going on, a call and response, if you will, between the band and the audience, the shows take on a life of their own.
Polyrhythmics have worked with guest singers and talked about future collaborations with vocalists, but this is an instrumental band. Bloom says they enjoy the challenge of direct communication with their audiences without words.
So it's always like a little bit of a game with us to try to connect with our audience and try to, like, you know, we're not talking to them, we're not singing to them with lyrics. So it's like, how can we, you know, get a little excitement under the feet of these beautiful people standing in front of us, you know?
Mayo Kanyeo from Polyrhythmics at KNKX in 2025. With their powerfully groovy rhythm section and a versatile three-horn front line and the encouragement of an open-minded audience, Polyrhythmics have all the ingredients for endless artistic growth.
What styles of music haven't we really touched on that still fit the vibe? What are everyone's influences? What are people listening to now? Our goal is to keep pushing the music forward.
It's full speed ahead for good times and great music from Seattle's Polyrhythmics. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.